This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we prepare for Veterans Day, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Doug Collins, joins us live right now on WBEN. Doug, thanks so much for being with us today, and a great day to have you on, not just because Veterans Day is coming up tomorrow, but also with this news this morning that we could be seeing an end to the government shutdown. I wanted to ask you first off how the shutdown is impacting care across the VA system.
Thanks, Brian. So it's good to be with you all this morning. I do have one thing to add to your three things to know this morning. It's not just what happened to the Bills. Can I add the Falcons in there as well?
I mean, you know what? You're sharing in our misery, so sure.
It's the way it goes around here for me. But, no, I think, you know, one of the things that we've experienced, we had the ability to have advanced funding. So our hospitals, our clinics, we've been able to maintain our medical care through this and also our disability benefits. But throughout this whole process, though, it's taken us away from being able to do educational benefits. Doing some of our regional offices have been closed. Transition programs out from the military into civilian life, vocational rehab. These are all been affected and impacted. Not to mention over a million of veterans, you know, that are out there who have received SNAP benefits, who have been impacted by this. So it's time to end this. It's time to get back to taking care of our veterans in a full, complete way, which is what we promise those who are willing to raise their right hand and be a part of our military.
Yeah, we know benefits have been impacted by this. A significant number of employees under you, 37,000 are furloughed or working without pay. I mean, veterans have been held hostage by this, right?
They have, yes, I agree. I mean, it's just one of those things where it slowly progressed on, you know, hoping we didn't get it open. We were losing more and more people. I mean, it's, you know, our folks, I'm so proud of our folks for doing what they've been doing. I mean, we're having maintenance people in our cemeteries doing funerals, knowing they're not right now getting paid. We have people coming in and doing the jobs around the country to make sure that benefits and disabilities are not as impacted as much as they could be. So it's been tough. I mean, think about that, 37,000. That's almost bigger than most of the cabinet agencies by themselves. That's how much we have furloughed. And we still have over 300, probably 400,000 people who are actually still working through this as well in our hospitals and some of our clinics that are just having to deal with the questions and the anxieties that veterans have right now.
Now, through all of that, you're still trying to do the work of the VA. And I know under your leadership, homelessness among veterans has been a particular focus. What's been done in the past few months to address this issue? Because it's what we've heard about throughout the years, that this is such a major problem in the veteran population.
It can be. And one of the things we've tried to do is really focus on those who are without shelter, those who need homes, and working through temporary placements, but also working through the president made a commitment back in the spring to making West L.A. one of our biggest areas of homelessness in Southern California. Is on our West L.A. campus. We have a large campus there making room for 6,000 more veterans to find permanent and temporary housing. We're looking forward to continuing that. But all across the country, even in Buffalo and other places, our hospitals and our clinics are doing outreaches to communities, and we're going to actually up that again in November, December, and into January to make sure they're actually going out into the community, places where we know people who are homeless and they're staying, to see if we can't get them into temporary shelter, moving them on into permanent shelter. And then as we do that, that allows us also to give them wraparound care, what we call wraparound, which is medical assistance and guidance and career counseling to help them get back on their feet.
Veteran suicide is also far too high. What is being done in this area?
That's one of the first things that we actually looked at. I've redone the entire Office of Suicide Prevention, which we were spending over $500 million on every year. The problem was with seeing those who were committing death by suicide, 60% of those were not being reached by the VA. In other words, they were not enrolled in the VA. What that told me was, is for all the money we were spending and programs we were doing, we were reaching the wrong audience. So for me, we've redone how we're looking at it. We're going into different areas. That's why I'm doing a lot of podcasts. We're partnering with hunting, fishing, baseball, basketball, professional teams, college teams, to make sure that we get the word out to where actually some of these veterans can actually hear that the VA has tools for them. And we're also partnering with a lot of nonprofits, a lot of non-governmental agencies, to make sure that they are able to access and coordinate with us so that we can help our veterans who are maybe just suffering right now as they go through it. But I would just say, any veteran you're listening this morning in that Buffalo area, just know that you are not alone. You know, 988, dial it, hit 1. We will be there to talk to you. MyVA 411, 1-800-MY-VA-411. There is somebody there to listen and know that you are not alone, and this secretary loves you. And we appreciate you.
You know, about 4 years ago here, there was the thought that a new VA hospital was going to be built in the medical corridor in Buffalo. Never really got off the ground. We keep hearing about the dated infrastructure here, how it impacts doctors and nurses, their ability to do their jobs. What is the VA's capacity right now to upgrade the system?
Well, I think right now our capacity is continuing to grow with our community care emphasis as well, which is working with our community doctors and community hospitals as we have to, because we have over 9 million enrolled in our VHA healthcare side. But the other part of your question is, yes, my average age of hospitals is over 60 years. And the problem is how do we reveal that? I can't go out into the community for the most part for funds. It's got to come from Congress. Well, Congress has had a hard enough time just funding the government in the last little bit. So we're working, though, making improvements to our construction programs, making sure that we're focusing our construction dollars to get new places built, to do major overhauls in some of our hospitals that need to happen, and trying to get those as quickly as possible. But it's a focus issue that I'm going to continue to work with Congress on to make sure funds are appropriated.
Secretary Collins, thank you so much for joining us.
Y'all take care. Thank you.
Doug Collins is Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.